Okay. Ready? Okay, it's 5:18 p.m. on April 9th. I'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigold absent. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which I believe was on the 26th. Were there any changes or corrections of note?
I have nothing.
Okay. The only thing I saw, and I'm not sure what the specific is, but when Andrea was here the last time, there was some discussion about, in the second to last line in that first paragraph of hers, it says the Philippine people, and I don't know if that's the official, I don't know what the official classification or how that's said, so I don't know if it's Filipino. Is that what it is? That's what I thought. Filipino, Filipino. I think so. That was the only thing I saw that I was... just wanted to make sure. Besides that, I have nothing else. So I will make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, next up is the bid award for domestic solid waste. We had a trash committee meeting last week. Trash committee is made up of Martha, who is my assistant and deals with a lot of the trash stuff of the community, calls that come in, things of that effect. Kelly is a member of that committee. Nicole Penrod from the council is on that. I'm on there as the Board of Works representative. And so we discussed the different bids. We looked at the different bids, what the differences were, and came down to the recommendation. The trash committee recommends that we go with Advanced Disposal. And along with that, the trash committee also recommends that we drop the price per household from $9.50 to $8.50, making free appliance and tires with registration on trash, what's it called? Citywide cleanup days, is that what it is? And trash committee recommends those because they feel they felt like the rate would be able to sustain that. So remain a $1 per bag to the public, the residents' cost.
Would go from 95 to a dollar.
Well, it's already a dollar, right? Is that right, Rosie? It's already a dollar. So it would just stay where that is. But again, by reducing the rate per month per household. So did you have questions of that?
I did not.
Okay. I guess, do I need to make a motion then, I'm assuming, Rosie? That's okay, that reduction, and then the free appliances and tires. And what we had talked about in regards to that had to do specifically with citywide cleanup, that they still needed to register so we knew where to pick stuff up at. We really suggest to the public that they call maybe a day before pickup, just because we have a lot of people that may come and pick up that metal anyways. So with that, I will make a motion that the city go with the bid from Advanced Disposal for 2-year term after 2 years we take a look at it, and if they're meeting our specs, then go with the additional 3 to make a total of 5 years. I think that was a motion. And then I'll probably do the rate as another motion.
I second that motion.
Okay.
To support.
Okay. Very good. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. And then I'll also make a motion that we reduce the rate for citizens per month per household from $9.50, which is the current rate, to $8.50, and then also make on citywide cleanup days, which is 2 days a year. Free appliances and tires, but they still need to register with the city. And we'll remain at $1 per additional bag to the public on regular days.
I'll second that with a question.
Okay, yeah.
With the appliances, with the Freon, is that just automatically handled by the where we take them?
Yeah.
They don't have to have it taken out prior to.
Okay.
I think when the trash committee had discussed that, one of the things that was brought up was that we don't actually pick up a lot of the appliances anymore because a lot of people pick them up for scrap metal or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But I appreciate your question.
The EPA stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Okay.
And you seconded, you said?
I did.
Okay. So any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Very good. Thank you. Thank you all for bidding. Appreciate it. Okay. We'll move on to Andrea White. Andrea was here last meeting to request having some cardboard houses on in front of City Hall. There's been a lot of discussion that's happened in the past couple weeks. We, you know, Tom and I kind of discussed it. Rosie and I talked about it. Marcia and I talked about it. Kind of had some discussion. I don't think necessarily there's any concerns from Tom because there's not going to be cooking, right? I think that's what we had discussed. And then from Marcia, you don't feel like there's really liability concerns that you saw. That's kind of where we landed. I don't necessarily mind that it happens on city lands. You said it's, if I remember right, it's from a Saturday into a Sunday.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. And I don't remember the dates. Did you?
Yeah, 27th
of April.
Yes.
Yeah. To the 28th. Okay. And did you have, I wanted to give you an opportunity. Do you have questions or comments, concerns, or anything like that you needed answered? Or
no, I think the questions that we was concerned about, we've received good, solid direction, and we know that this is a project to help open the eyes of many, and I commend you for taking this on, and I'm glad that we can support you.
Okay. And we also, I know kind of something that was kind of discussed had to do with security and all that kind of stuff. You know, obviously if it's happening on city property, it's probably a good idea to be in a well-lit, secure area, if you will, and with City Hall being probably one of the most secure areas in the city, I think it's probably a good thing. So, so I don't mind that it happens, obviously, and I think it's a good, it's obviously a good awareness piece for what you're passionate about. So, do you want to make a motion?
Sure. I make a motion that we support the request to use city property to establish a squatter village April 27th at 7 a.m. through April 28th at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And the location would be the front lawn of City Hall.
I'll second that and just kind of say that probably in that corner between the fire department and the entryway there, that's probably the best area. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, is Beth Seaton here? No. Okay. Should we just table that or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what she's wanting.
Okay. So we will bypass item number 5 and go to number 6, which is a street closing request, community garage sale, Eagle Glen.
Nicole was on vacation last week. She didn't know if she'd get it to me by tonight, so she said if she didn't, don't worry about it. She'll get it to me then. And
okay.
She didn't get it to me.
Okay. So we will...
I think everything's going to be the same, but I don't know that you're comfortable okay. doing it without...
Yeah. Okay. So we'll table that because, logistically speaking, we can... you know, if there's changes that need to be made, I know that Tim has worked on, you know, making sure that that's a safe thing, that we have one way around the circle and things to that effect. So so we can table that. I don't think they're in any rush. Typically, when is that garage sale?
She said it's going to be, last year it was May 11th and 12th, and that's about when she's having it this year.
Okay. Okay. So we will, so like I said, we'll table that, and once we get that in, we will debate it at that point in time. Okay. So we'll go to a pay request from American Structure Point. Jeff?
Sure. This is for continuation of work on State Road 205 road construction project for services during the month of February. You'll see the four categories. Essentially, there's three of them that are all but completed at this point. The 6F mitigation, as I've reported, has finally been released and getting ready for the public hearing. The road design is 97% complete. And then we've got the utility coordination and the categorical exclusion. Everything is in order on this. It would be my recommendation. The board approves it in the sum of $2,250.50.
I should note that we have the public hearing coming up. Is that 2 weeks from now?
It's the 18th.
It's the 18th. Okay. 18th. Okay.
6:30 p.m. at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. So encourage obviously anybody with questions or anybody that wants to hear about the projects to attend that meeting. Do you have any questions about the pay request?
I do not. I would. Substantial completion on this, Jeff. That's what I was just kind of seeing. Are we? I would got to be getting close, right?
Well,
close is
yeah,
hand grenade.
Technically, we won't have it ready. It's based off of the acquisition of the public right of way.
Okay.
And we've put a year in there, a 12-month period for that process. Typically, it takes less than that, and as I would expect with this one. But at that point, when it's ready to go to construction, be bid out, we'd be at the technically at the substantial completion for the design.
All right, thank you. I'd make a motion there. I make a motion that we accept Jeff's recommendation to pay Structure Point, American Structure Point, the amount of $2,250.50.
I'll second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Number eight is request for hiring electric construction supervisor. I talked with Sean earlier today, and I think we probably will move this to a utility board meeting so we can kind of discuss it a little bit more outside of the general bounds of a Board of Works meeting. So we will... we'll do that and move on to bills. Did you get a chance, Walt, to look at the bills?
I have not.
Okay. Take a second and do that then.
Okay.
Takes a little long to load them up. And, Dan is coaching softball tonight, for those of you sports fans, as he does. And while they're hoping not for rain, I'm kind of hoping for rain so he'll be here. Is that number at the bottom correct? I mean, as in the total number there, but... 517. That's okay. Is the number the 517? Is that what
yes.
We're looking at? Okay. Technology is wonderful until it's slow. We're a very impatient society these days. I should also
okay.
mention.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we got the, I don't know if you noticed, but we got the, this is completely unrelated, but we got the playground installed down at the park. Looks really good. Mark can't be here tonight, but that's kind of a neat thing. So. Okay. Okay, so did you have any questions?
No.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we pay the bills in the amount of $517,121.35.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, we will start with Tom.
Other than my written report, I have nothing else.
It's been a quiet day, huh? Quiet week? Couple weeks?
We've been busy, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Mike?
We started out on Frontage Road. Got 250 feet of pipe in so far in the hydrant assembly. We're ready to start boring under the first driveway. And also, last week got the permit from the state highway back for out there at the intersection where they were having trouble figuring out the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
That's finally been approved.
Good.
And we put in 3 new meter settings to turn 1 new service on. We had 14 disconnects. And we've been cleaning up the easement by the old CBS where the water main runs through there over the tower. And that's really about it right now. From being gone, I really don't know what else did take place. So.
Yep. Okay.
Was that the water line, is that upsizing or just replacement for maintenance? Or both?
On frontage? Half of it's the same size and the other half's upsizing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Kelly.
Brush pickup started this week, and working on that. Dug up 2 areas on the CSO pipe. Continued doing some televising on the sewer lines on Ellsworth, Elm, and Spencer for GAI, the Southwest Stormwater Project. And got to try to start running the sweeper more since the weather's starting to break here a little bit. Have a few more sewer castings that we need to change out that are on the, that have concrete lids on them. We want to get standard castings on there so they're easier to access. And be working down at the cemetery, doing some seeding and dirting down there.
Okay.
That's all I have at this time.
Great. Questions to Kelly? Okay. Thanks, Kelly. Tim.
Officer Stoppel is doing a great job with his FTO program. He's been on the second shift so far. Next week he'll be week on third shift with the K-9 officer, Tim Pittenier. At the end of the month, we'll evaluate him to kind of see where he stands with the FTO sergeants and then decide whether when he's going to be ready to be on his own. The 3 new reserve officers continue to train, and they are now riding along with the full-time guys on various shifts. They will be sworn in at the next council meeting 2 weeks from tonight. The new laptops, will be installed in the next couple weeks. Randy's going to put the mouse in for us, and then we'll get those going. And the officers will have training in small groups with those operating systems for the laptops. We're also working on a new policy for the laptops and our cell phones that will be coming soon. Gina and I are working on updating our website, kind of redoing that. Just need to do some upgrades on that. I think it's going to be nice when that gets done. Training continues to be a priority for the officers. We have many guys who are going to outside training courses this month. And tomorrow we have a command staff meeting scheduled.
Craig?
That's it.
Any questions? Okay. Thanks, Tim. Sean?
Well, this week we upgraded a couple services from 100 amps to 200 amp services, which is always good for us. We have a couple more new house connects coming up this week, which is a good sign. We're getting more and more new houses built hooked up on our lines. It's a good sign for the future, I'm sure. finished the tree project from last year where we removed the trees and ground the stumps, and now we're in the process of putting dirt and seeding and strawing on these spots we ground the stumps. We've had a rash about it just in the last week or so. I think it's just spring. It typically happens in spring, but we've been able to take care of it safely. Work on the new Oklahoma City sign that's going to be in the mail today. There's a lot of dirt work to be done. We've already started to use some of the map systems that we have approved in the last meeting. We've got my computer and another one to install with the new mapping stuff. And we're just using that as kind of a guinea pig to get us started on what we can do with all this this software. So far, it's looking really useful. Finally got the Columbia Shores project, the boring part of the project completed. There was a lot of issues there with the contractor having issues with his equipment and things like that, but it's finally got the conduit in, and now it's just down to us getting the whole meeting to get done, which shouldn't take us nearly as long. I spoke with the art director at the high school. Our logo design contest is still going on. He would like to extend it another couple of weeks, but he's got another group of students coming in. He really wants to give them an opportunity to do something as well. So we'll be getting some of those. We've gotten some of them in already. I've shown the mayor a few, and a lot of these kids have a lot of talent. We're excited to be working with them. That's pretty much it.
Any question for Sean? Okay. Thanks, Sean. Terry?
Well, since I was gone last week, I don't have much to report. We did get partial installation of some of our new 911 equipment. That is scheduled to be done by the end of the month. And next week, we have everybody going to training on the new 911 system. They'll be having training classes for each of the dispatchers, so they'll be brought up to speed on the new system. That's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Jeff, I know you have something for us.
Yep, I have asked Rosie to throw on Dropbox a request for quotations on geotechnical services that will need to be done on the Southwest Storm Sewer Project. During the preliminary design phase of a project this size, it's typical to have several soil borings and also at least one location to see groundwater conditions. And what I've had Rosie put on to Dropbox was a sample letter that would go out to one of three, would be sending out three requests to firms in Fort Wayne to do the work for us. If we let GAI do it, then it'll be the cost of the firm plus their markup for administration. What I'd like to do is to do it, to have us administer it in-house and save that 10%. Part of the master agreement with GAI is that they have to, as part of their approved contract, do the specifications based off of their known information from their surveys, and then they do the review of the quotations, and then I do the rest of it. There's no additional charge for what they're doing on this part. And we're looking at seven locations, anywhere from 5 feet to 30 feet deep. The one stretch of Vine Street, the sewer depth is to be in excess of 25 feet. So it's really, really critical to know what the soil conditions are down there. We're looking at probably between $5,000 and $6,000 for this service, and it does fall outside of the regular services and the additional cost services as spelled out in the contract.
I was going to ask the question, Jeff, and I, when we talked about this earlier, I apologize, I hadn't thought about it at that time, but is this something, this is obviously isn't something we typically include into the contract, correct?
It can be written either way.
Okay.
This one was outside.
Uh-huh. Is this a typical service that we have? I mean, is this something we...
Yeah.
Because we obviously we want to know what the soil conditions are.
Well, and like on our last one, you recall that we ended up having to do additional ones because of contamination issues. So
yeah,
it will uncover that kind of...
Okay.
So the locations that are identified was identified by us or by...
By GAI.
Okay, so... So we're coordinating that and collecting information, but they're still the accountable group?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying
that,
to...
That part of it is... I know, it's...
Yeah.
Part of it they're obligated to do under the existing agreement to review and also review the three quotations. But, it's not a lot of administrative stuff, but... That I would end up doing.
Right. My main question was reference to accountability and who's if end of the project they decide we need more drilling because this is not sufficient for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, is that fall back on the city or will it fall back on them not including that in the initial?
What
request?
We would do is if there's something that crops up after this. I would immediately work with them to come up with additional soil.
Okay.
So what you're asking then is so that to go out basically and get quotes from a couple of firms.
For three firms.
Yeah, three firms. Yeah. Okay.
For the seven borings.
Yeah, I think it's great that you're being wise with the investment that's going to be done there. I mean, you got a big investment to do this stormwater and. I just want to make sure that we're not saving $2,000, but in the long run, it may cost me more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, and it's only in reference of accountability and design. You know, as long as they don't come back on us and say, "Hey, that's our design; it's really their design."
That's correct.
I'm very comfortable with that.
Okay. So, do we need to make a motion for him to go out for quotes on that, or can he just gather them and then we?
I'm gonna bring them to you anyway.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure we were doing it procedurally correctly.
Yeah. So. I think you're okay without.
Okay.
Just go ahead and have him gather.
I support the request, just for a record.
Okay. Yep. I do also. Okay.
The only other we mentioned the 205 public hearing, and let's see. Last week I was doing and continue this week with customer service contacts, and I've got one developer that had some interest in Columbia City that's asked for some further information that I'll be getting Mayor with you and Alan Teo on that probably tomorrow.
Okay.
Just got that this afternoon.
They keep rolling in very quickly.
Yeah.
The economy must be doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then as Sean had indicated, Brad's been doing really proactive approach to getting the software installed and working with Terry and Sean. Sean's the biggest beneficiary as of right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, really going well on that. That's all I've got.
Okay. Question? Mike?
Today we had the Jeff Ford and me and Kelly, the completed draft for the CSO operational plan. And we're reviewing that, and when we get done with the reviews and a few typos or a few changes here and there, then we will submit that to HIDA. Just very pleased and very excited the way that it turned out and the way that three of us worked together on it, and it turned out really, really good, I think. So, whether they'll approve it on the first round, I doubt it, but I think we put together a really good report.
We did in-house and...
In-house and saved a lot of
great.
Money doing that too.
Yep.
So I was very pleased and I thank both of them for all their hard work. All the cranes throughout the facility have had their yearly inspection. I don't have the final reports back yet. Just after talking to the technician, there'll be a few minor issues, a couple groundlets on some of the tenants, will need changed out, but they eat up that being out in the weather. few of those out, just a few minor repair issues on those. Other than that, everything was working good. The new drain, it passed its inspection, everything there was good. And started industrial sampling for the first quarter on all the industries. Tomorrow I have a meeting with the director of the ICE program from the high school. We'll sit down and talk to them, see what their program has to offer and what we could offer to the program. So, and using Mark's terms, I'm really excited about that. So, see where that goes. We've also started some spring cleanup around the facility. Stones that get pushed up in the grass and on the lawns, cleaning those out, cleaned up some trash and pulling some things out that's accumulated over time and just trying to clean up. Just the start of some of the things I'd like to do this year. So, yeah, that's all I got left to have for you.
Question?
It's getting close to fall sludge. Is that coming up? Or?
Nope. No, we just finished draining. Let me guess. Probably 80. Between 80 and 100,000 gallons of water we drained off. We had tried several times, but the temperatures outside wouldn't allow it to settle. But over the last weekend, I actually got it cleared down to the very first decant line where we should remove water. So we're going to be good for a while. So
great.
I was pleased with that, too. I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, I forgot about that. And they finished that up when I was off last week. So, yes, we're sitting pretty good for quite a while.
Good.
Great. Marcia?
Nothing.
Really?
No.
Okay. Rosie?
Nothing.
Walt?
There's nothing.
I don't think I have anything. So, yes. Media? Questions? Audience? No? Okay. Very good. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.